All right, so in this video, I'm going to cover food business insurance. If you're looking to create a bakery, a restaurant, a cafe, or a retail food eatery, these insurance policies probably need to be purchased, and you may need them. So let's dive into it right now. All right, so let's hop right into it. This is Marketing Food Online. We are YouTube's premier food entrepreneur channel, bringing you a ton of information on how to create your food business from scratch, get a food truck up and running, or get your food product into retail or online. So if you're not subscribed and this is your first video, welcome, and definitely hit the subscribe button. Let's jump right into the video and get into the types of insurance that you may potentially need to have for your food operation. So as you may or may not know, I actually ran and operated an Italian bakery with my wife for many years. We had a retail bakery. We baked all kinds of cookies, pastries, sandwiches and paninis and gelato ice cream, and we made everything ourselves. It was quite an undertaking, but it was definitely an awesome experience. I learned a lot from it, and then we transitioned to being online, and now we are online for over 12 years. We have 6 online food businesses and growing, so I have a little bit of experience, I guess you could say, in the food industry, and we're going to get right into this. Let's talk about the insurances that you may or may not need. So I'm going to give you a really quick list of the types, and then I'll break it down and go over each one of them and to see if that is something that you would need for your business. So general liability insurance, you have property insurance, you have liquor liability insurance as well, automobile liability insurance. That's something I want to get into detail in a little while about too, something that's really overlooked, but something that's really important to have for your automobile if it's associated with your business. Food contamination insurance, you have business interruption insurance, which, believe it or not, that actually came into play with our retail bakery right before Christmas. An 18-wheeler actually knocked down one of the electrical power lines in front of our building, and we lost all of our gelato, all of our sandwich cold cuts and cheeses, all of our ingredients. It was a catastrophe, but that is something that does happen. So, and then lastly is workers' compensation. So let's get into it and see what these are and specifically what you would need. So if you're going to get an insurance quote, if you go online and you type in small business insurance or small business insurance quote, there's a little bit of information you need to kind of have once you secure the location and you've got the location set and picked and you've got the size of it, you figured out what type of equipment you need and all that. So here's the rundown of what you will need if you want to get a quote like that. So the square footage of your location. The age of the building as well. How old is it? Relatively new? Is it an older building? If you have a security system or some type of a fire sprinkler system, which pretty much every place does have as far as the fire is concerned, not every place has a security system. Your projected number of customers and sales that you look to have, even if you're a brand new food business and you haven't been up and running yet, you're going to need to have some of that projection, at least have an understanding of what you may do the first year out, okay? The value of your equipment, technology, and inventory. So technology being if you've got computers or laptops, desktops, hard drives, equipment, if you've got inventory such as supplies, packaging, ingredients, and that type of thing. How many employees do you have? And then equipment in the restaurant to do the actual cooking and such. So let's break down first general liability. So what you kind of generally need is for your insurance coverage, your annual premiums for general liability is between $500 to probably over $2,000. Now, this has a great deal. There's a lot of variables and factors. So I couldn't necessarily, I'm not an insurance agent, obviously. I can't give you a quote on what your particular place would be, but if you have a small eatery and you don't have a lot of foot traffic to start off with, your sales aren't going to be too high. It could be as low as $500 or a couple of grand, okay? Now, this what it does is protects your business in the event that someone happens to get injured or they trip and fall on the property itself. It may also cover stuff like infringement on your copyrights if you have to have a lawsuit for someone using your food logo or something to that effect. Property damage, if you've got reputation issues that get damaged because of some article or something, saying something that's defaming as well. And also the cost for any type of foodborne illnesses. So that's a general liability policy that could cover all of those instances. And then you move on to property insurance. Now, when you get a property insurance quote, it's that part of it can be about anywhere from about a grand up as high as about $3,000. Okay, so that's a little bit higher. Property insurance, of course, kind of as it states. So property insurance really is going to cover things like furniture, buildings, kitchen equipment, and other property that is owned by the restaurant itself. Now, if you're leasing a space or you're renting a space, a lot of times the landlord will already have property insurance, but you still want to be covered. You have some type of a coverage for the items that are within the property itself. If you've got contents within the property, you want to make sure that that on your end is going to be covered. Now, also, there's an additional types of insurance that can be added on if you're in an area that gets earthquakes or floods very easily. Also, fires and such. These three different factors are stuff that's traditionally not covered on every policy. So you want to make sure you understand exactly what that insurance coverage is going to cover and make sure that these particular three things are in there as well, especially if you're in an area where this could potentially take place. Now, in some cases, insurance companies can actually combine the general liability policy as well as the property insurance. And that would actually save you some money. And they can combine those two together. So you want to make sure that the insurance provider that you're checking in within the state that you're at offers that type of combination. That way you can get those two types of coverages under one specific insurance contract. So you won't have to actually pay two separate ones or even an additional fee. Now, the next insurance is liquor liability. So if you happen to be serving alcohol in your restaurant or if you happen to serve alcohol of any kind, you want to get liquor liability. And what this really does is in case there happens to get a customer who either injures somebody if it damages your property or they drink too much and they begin to cause an issue inside your restaurant, you're going to have some type of insurance coverage for that as well. Now, the premiums for that is a little different. That's about $400 to about $3,000. In some states, it may cost a little bit more than that as well. But that is something that's really in case you only have serving some type of alcoholic beverage on the property or premises, you want to make sure that's covered as well. Now, the next one up is, of course, if you've got employees, which you probably will, you're going to need workers' compensation insurance. Now, those premiums are normally about, on average, about $2 to $3 per $100 of your payroll, okay? So basically what happens is it protects the employees from, like, the idea of having any work-related incidents or illnesses or lost wages or if they hurt themselves. You'll be able to have coverage to assist them from the financial aspect. So restaurants are required by law to purchase insurance like this when you've got employees. So workers' compensation is something you must have. But again, depending upon your state, it may vary in cost. And that's something you want to think about as well. All right, next up, you've got food contamination insurance. Now, this may sound a little odd and something that you may have never heard of, but it's a coverage specifically designed to help a business owner recoup any costs associated with contaminated food in the event of, like, maybe power outage. This is actually something that came into play with us when we lost our power due to the electrical pole being knocked down by an 18-wheeler. So we lost a ton of food, and we had to actually submit a claim. We had to write down everything we lost, the amount that it was. That normally costs anywhere from about $1,800 to $2,500 a year to have in case that is something that is needed. I highly would recommend if you're dealing with any type of food product, this is something that could happen out of the blue and cost you a fortune. So having food contamination insurance is a smart thing to have. I highly recommend it. Although it may not be required, it is something you definitely is worth investing in. Now, in the introduction of this video, I spoke briefly about automobile insurance. The reason why I said it's so important to get a commercial auto insurance quote is the fact that a lot of business owners, small business owners especially, use their own vehicle for purposes of the food business. And that's fine. But you want to make sure that if you're doing deliveries or if you're going to catering events and you've got some automobile accident that pops up in the middle of you basically handling your business and you've got it and it's a food related issue because you're coming from your place of restaurant or your place of your food production, that is something that you need to have covered under a commercial auto insurance policy. Okay, your regular insurance, automobile insurance, if it's not tied into or they don't know that you're working at running a business and it's something related to your business, it could have some issues with you being liable for a lot more than you need to if you don't have the right auto insurance. So double check that out and be sure to make sure you have that in case, specifically if, again, you're dealing with your automobile taking food products to a catering event or you're dropping or delivering food or something to that effect. If you're using it for business, make sure you get the right insurance policy. Now, I'm going to wrap up the video. That is a handful of different types of food-related insurances that you may need. And I highly recommend you definitely take a look at them. Be very careful about the type of insurance you buy and specifically lay out what are you doing and where are you doing it and do you have employees and et cetera, et cetera. Just check into it and make sure you've got the right insurance. So if that was helpful, as always, please do give me a big thumbs up and I will see you guys on our next video. Take care. So if you're looking to start your own food business, check out these videos for more resources. Profitable food business ideas, how to start a food truck business, learn all about cottage food laws to create a home business for selling food, and how to start a catering business from home. These and many more small food business ideas are all at your fingertips when you subscribe to Marketing Food Online.